Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in now, ESPN NFL analyst, Pro Football Hall of Fame, three-time Super Bowl champion quarterback, Steve Young. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're all good. Right, thank you so much for coming on with us. I don't know if you heard Sean Payton's comparison of Taysom Hill to you. I'm gonna play it for you so you can hear it. Steve, do you think that's an apt comparison, comparing Taysom Hill to you?
Well, I mean, you guys can move around like that we can, and once you can move, it changes the dynamic of the position. And Payton, I talked to Payton about the Manning about this. You know, when you can't move, it's a different spot, different position, and you learn it a different way. Taysom, you can say, I saw him scramble the other day, and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of how I used to play, but that's not the position. The job is to deliver the ball from the pocket in the NFL. You have to do it. And so, the challenge, so the comparisons are fine. It's great. Like, that's awesome. I'm flattered. I mean, he's bigger than I am, and I'm sure he can tackle better than I can, but the comparisons are great. But the real question is, because he's got a job right now. He's got a job in the NFL that he can do for a little while. And it's got it's a seven-handed knife, but I don't know if that's the job he wants to do for 15 years. And so that's the real challenge. How does he get the reps to actually develop into an NFL quarterback? And that's what Sean's really saying is, like, early on, I didn't know what I was doing, but I learned how to do it. And that's what you have to figure out, how to get the reps and then take advantage of it and then become an expert. And I know that that Taysom's doing that, right? He's spending the time, but is he going to get the opportunity? And then when he does it, can you develop into a frontline quarterback? That's the real question.
We're speaking with Hall of Famer Steve Young, the great Steve Young. Everyone remembers you, Steve, with the San Francisco 49ers. But when you look back in your career, and you probably got more recognition at BYU than Taysom Hill, similarly, because Taysom was beat up, he was injured. But I thought, that's a crazy connection, yourself and Taysom Hill with BYU. And then you go to the LA Express and the USFL, and then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers draft you in the supplemental draft, and you're there, and then you're running for your life there, and you talked about learning the position, then you go to San Francisco, and you're behind Joe Montana, you're waiting your turn. And the question I have for you is, can you, become more accurate, or is that more instinctful? Because the only thing to me that sets back Taysom sometimes, that he's going the right place with the ball, but it's high fastball, or he's just not accurate, where I know you are always an accurate passer.
Yep, and I think that's, Bobby, that is the thing that we don't know. And there are, as you know, Bobby, there's 1,000 filters or hurdles or however you want the metaphor you want to use that sift people out from the NFL. And you've described one of the big ones is, can you actually be accurate? People go, I can teach that. No, you cannot. You can change it on the edges. You can make it slightly better, but you cannot fundamentally change someone who's inaccurate to become accurate. It doesn't have, it's a talent. It's a gift. And you either have the gift or you do not. And so the fears you have about Taysom are fair. Like, it needs, and some of it's, When your mind is racing and you're not settled and you don't have a number of repetitions, you're more inaccurate. That's just a fact. And so is that the factor, or is it once he gets settled and has a sense of, the number of reps and he's more confident and comfortable in time, does that settle in and he actually is accurate and supremely accurate? That's the question. But I do not know. I do not think that Sean can fundamentally change anybody's accuracy significantly. On the edges, yes, but not from a C to an A.
Right.
Like, you can go C to C plus, but you cannot go C to A.
Now, Steve, look at your running ability and how instinctive you were, And everyone remembers the awesome run against the Vikings in a 49ers uniform. I think nine people missed when all of a sudden that's a highlight for quarterback NFL runs. I thought it was interesting talking with Taysom in the post game, because you look at RG3, who was very mobile, rookie of the year with the Redskins, then he gets hurt. Or even look at Cam Newton, as big as he is, being overly aggressive running the football. And I thought Taysom made an interesting point. Because he can run so well and he is tough, that when he sees a guy one-on-one, he goes, oh, I can make him miss, or I can run over him or run around them. And a lot of times it's not so much because of the speed of the NFL, not the guy in front of you, but all of a sudden the pursuit, who could end up wiping you out. Sure. So where you think, okay, live the fight another day. That was a nice 25-yard gain instead of maybe trying to make it a 40 or 50-yard gain.
Right, and then, you know, Taysom learned that in college. He was such a supreme athlete that he didn't – I always laugh – not laugh, but I love the line from Emmitt Smith. I don't know if he made it up, but, you know, the key to running backs is know when the journey's over. And Taysom never thought it was over. He thought, you know, he was electrifying. He could do so many things. It was amazing. And so when you can do amazing things, you want to be amazing. What happens is, you know, even in college, but especially in the pros, you can't be amazing every run. You won't make it. There's no, you know, there's right. An amazing run every once in a while, once in a career, like you just mentioned against the Vikings. But you can't look to be amazing. You'll get yourself hurt, and there's right. No question about that. But Taysom, I mean, think about the scramble the other day against the Chargers. He turns upfield, he turns back in. I love that move, and then get down. Like, I think that he's been hurt enough that he recognizes, look, I can be, you know, amazing within a range, and I'm going to shut it down. And people always say, well, running quarterbacks get hurt. No, I think you get hurt in the pocket more than you get outside, but it's being foolish out there.
Right.
I said, well, you, Steve, you could line up at running back in the NFL. I'm like, no, I can't. I run when no one's around. Like, I'm not going to line up and go between the tackles. There's no way. And so, you know, to me, I didn't ever feel more at risk out of the pocket. I felt more in control, but you got to know how to get out of the way. You know, when you're in trouble, get down and be done with it. And I think Taysom's probably naturally doing that now because of what happened in college. He got hurt a lot trying to be, you know, amazing, and it was too much.
ESPN analyst and Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Steve Young here on Sports Talk. Steve, very soon someone's going to have to follow Drew Brees, just like you had to follow Joe Montana. How much pressure comes with that?
Too much. It's not manageable. So you have to leave it behind. I finally learned that it really becomes a personal quest. And once you get that into your mind, how good can I be? And I'm going to try to be better every day. You do emotionally leave behind the comparison, even though everyone compares you to the rest of your life. I mean, you get on Twitter today and someone will say, Joe, Steve, Joe, so it never ends. It's 40 years later. But I left it behind because I started on this kind of more personal question. You have to have a mental focus, kind of emotional focus on what you're trying to accomplish, because otherwise, you know, and then just have a talk track that you just, every question you get about Drew Brees, you just answer it and you move on. You know what I mean? But it's when it gets inside of you, the comparisons and, oh, no one's satisfied. No one thinks I can be as good. No one, and you're never going to be. So don't even try. Like, even if you were, they would remember Drew better. I remember so many times I was like, you know what? Joe Montana did throw an interception. Did you guys know that? he lost a game. They actually lost a game. No, he was undefeated. They truly could not remember anything negative. Never. I'm like, I promise you, something bad happened. I promise you. And so that's what I'm saying. The memory of Drew Brees will be so much better than even the reality. You don't have a shot. So you have to recognize that you're not replacing anybody. You just got to go be you, the best you can be, and it's going to be a high standard. Don't follow Drew Brees if you don't expect to have a high standard to be one of the good players. It's going to be too hard.
And Steve, you know the saying was, you never want to be the man to replace the man. I don't know, the Dolphins are still trying to replace Dan Marino. You look at John Elway, had to go run the Broncos and bring in Peyton Manning. To look for his replacement. I look, obviously, the transition, because that's what Saints fans were worried about, like Joe Montana to Steve Young. Like, the perception now, I know, around the league is like never missed a beat. That the 49ers.
Yeah, Bobby, there's five. there's a handful of guys that, in each generation that are like, you know, going to go to the Hall of Fame. And there's 32 teams.
Right, right.
Five, you know what I mean? Like, the odds of you finding two in a row, just that's just super low. It's not, I don't think it's not, people should not, it's just, look.
It's not realistic.
There's some teams in the NFL that have been looking for a quarterback for 30 years.
Right.
You know, never found somebody. So, you know, what I would say to people in New Orleans is just love every minute. Just love every minute. And when it's over, you start over.
Right.
Someone else is going to have to start over. Everyone else should emotionally start over too. We're going to put that away. It was awesome. Never to be forgotten. Now let's just start over. And that's what you have to do.
Now, Steve, one more question before we let you run. And thanks for coming on again. Taysom Hill, and we talked about this. When you look at his physical size, and, you know, you could be small and tough, but when you're big and tough, I don't know, physics come into play. And just Taysom Hill's tackling ability, where he's amongst the leader on special teams tackles, kickoff or punt coverage. And to me, that's what blows my mind, is that I think you could put eight in the box with him at safety, and he probably, like Swiss Army knife, could excel at that.
Yep, I think. Well, the safety, you know, Bobby, the safety's going to have its unique skill set that you have to gather over a period of time. So I don't want to degrade what the specialty that it is in a play defense. I recognize that. But, yes, you got to believe that if something happened where his arm couldn't throw the ball anymore, that he probably would go over there and play and probably get him into a regular lineup in defense. I think he's that good.
Steve Young, ESPN NFL analyst, Hall of Fame quarterback. Thanks so much for the time, Steve.
Hey, and I got to say something about Bobby. Bobby was one of the great competitors, one of the great men. I mean, as far as human beings go, Bobby, I really loved always competing against you and admired you for all these years. It's fun to chat with you for a minute, and I know you're beloved down there, but trust me, once I understood Cajun, that's how I got to know you better. Like, I couldn't understand you for 15, you know, for the first years. But once I learned Cajun, man, you and I were peaches and cream, man. We were golden. It was fine.
Well, Steve, I appreciate that. You know, you and I go way back. Old USFLers always brag about the USFLers that have had success in the NFL. So
that's right. And Bobby, we were together a long time, Bobby. So
all right.
Great to hear your voice.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
I see you, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.